North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, October 10th. On Wednesday, management of the Safeway grocery store on East Avenue in Chico stood in front of the supermarket, notifying approaching guests of the store's temporary closure.
Our store's closed today, sir. Sorry.
A Safeway representative told NSPR the closure was caused by a rafter in the store that was showing signs of distress. No injuries are reported. As of now, it's not clear when the store will reopen, but the Safeway representative said the problem is being addressed to determine any necessary repairs and advise those who use the store's pharmacy to visit the Gridley Safeway location. In other news, the Chico Cat Coalition has cared for abandoned domesticated cats in the greater Chico area for nearly three decades. They are now preparing for their Moonlight Meows online auction at the end of October to raise funds for their efforts. Lori Kaplan is the social media and web coordinator.
Items in the auction, there's a really fun mix. So there should be something for everyone. We've got paintings, getaways, photo shoots, restaurants, jewelry, rugs, activities. So there's a lot of things in there that are really great as a little hint for the holidays, if you want to do some holiday shopping.
Volunteers run the organization and all of their funding comes from donations.
Our fundraiser, like Moonlight Meows, helps us pay for vet care, monthly rent, facilities, food expenses, cleaning. And this one-time event is a huge opportunity to help us fund these costs and expenses.
Bidders can place bids on their favorite items. All proceeds support the coalition. And the City of Chico and the Chico Arts Commission are asking local artists to submit proposals for an installation on Park Avenue. The city says the artwork would also replace the silver plow sculpture on that street. The sculpture was installed in 2001 and is meant to represent Chico's agricultural history. The city says funding for the new art installation comes from the Caltrans Clean California Local Grant Program. The money is intended to help pay for beautification projects near streets, tribal lands, parkways, and other public spaces. And getting prescribed fire on the ground can help reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires. Many agencies in the North State are scheduling burns this fall and winter. NSPR's Adia White has more on those projects and how they'll help protect communities.
Many of the burns are planned near communities that have already been devastated by wildfire or are at increased risk. In Shasta Trinity National Forest, a project slated for this fall will use prescribed fire to treat around 300 acres near McBride Springs Campground. The U.S. Forest Service says the project is in the wildland-urban interface, meaning it's targeting a forested area that is less than 2 miles from neighborhoods. Burning flammable fuels in the area will help reduce the risk of destructive wildfires in Mount Shasta City and nearby communities. The Klamath National Forest is also planning prescribed burns this fall and winter. Some of their plans include burning piles of vegetation near the communities of Happy Camp and Syad. More controlled burns will be planned for the season as weather conditions permit. Residents should expect to see smoke in the air during controlled burns. In Chico, I'm Addie White.
The Good News Rescue Mission in Reading is building more microhomes for unhoused residents. According to reporting by the Reading Record Searchlight, the nonprofit held a ceremony this week to mark the beginning of the project. It hopes to build 17 microhomes by December. The paper reports the houses will be temporary living spaces and will not include individual kitchens or bathrooms. Those services will be available at the mission across the street. The project is also being funded by the City of Reading. And finally, a new state initiative will bring more clean public transportation to areas affected by pollution. As NSPR's Alex Stetson reports, some of that money will go to North State communities.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced this week that Caltrans will award more than $200 million to nearly 150 transit projects across the state. The funds are intended to improve local public transit systems with the hope of lowering emissions. The funds also prioritize historically disadvantaged communities and low-income residents. Many communities across the North State will receive funds through the program, including Butte, Tehama, Shasta, Yuba, Sutter, and Colusa counties. The funds will help the Reading Area Bus Authority have free fare days in the summer, as well as a fare subsidy program for low-income passengers. Plumas County, on the other hand, will be able to upgrade its aging, unlit bus stop shelters with solar-powered lights. The funds come from the state's Cap and Trade Emissions Reduction Program. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, October 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanor Grove.